We've been working on this series, God Dreamed a Dream Worth Living. Last week, we unveiled the whole bunch of stuff. All the promises of God and how God fulfilled those promises of God through Jesus. We talked about the whole purpose of why Jesus was walking on the earth and what he was doing to fulfill those promises. And he was really liberating us and setting us free. I talked about how he was bringing liberty. And he was liberating us from the law, that knowledge of good and evil, from the law. He's also was liberating us, though, from customs, traditions, misunderstandings. See, God never wanted us to be living a religion. A religion takes us away from God. God wanted to bring us into a personal relationship with him. A personal, meaning you and God, one-on-one. That God would be with you and receiving you. And through what Jesus did, he delivered you out from under those laws, from having that stone hanging over your head, and brought you into a relationship with the Spirit of God. Now being filled with the Spirit of God, laws no longer hanging over your head, but now written on your heart. As it says here in Hebrews 8:10, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God's plan in action. Deliver us out of religions and deliver us into a personal relationship with him. Deliver us out from underneath the laws that are always condemning us into a relationship where we are filled with the Spirit of God, filled with love, being guided from the inside, being guided on a very powerful journey, a very personal journey where God is speaking to you. This is the importance of why I'm always talking about how we need to hear from God. We need to know and recognize what God's voice sounds like. In fact, this week I was working with one of my brothers on this very issue, helping him to discern his own voice from God's voice so that he could know the difference. Now, there was a belief that he had that was coming up that was saying he was his own master. And what God said, he said, what that leads to is rubbish. Rubbish was the word. When you think you've got all the ideas and you think you know what you're doing and you think you know where you're going, you think you're your own master, you end up in a pile of rubbish. And God delivers us from that too. When we can hear and recognize him speaking into our hearts, because the law is now written on our hearts. The minute you said, I believe what Jesus did. I believe that we have been freed from all of these curses, which are the law. I believe I've been delivered from that. And now I am filled with the Spirit. Once you invite Jesus to come into your heart, now the Spirit of God comes into you and the laws are written on your heart. They're written on your mind. They're on the inside now. The Spirit is filling you. And you are walking in a new way. You are walking in a different way, not according to a religion, but according to a relationship with God. God is telling you very specific things. I'm going to share a lot of stories with you today about times when there were specific things shared with people, and when they followed, great things happened. And quite often it means you've got to step away from laws and beliefs and rigid structures which men have put into place, and you need to step out there, sometimes into the unknown, to be able to do what God is asking you to do. But because you are being led by the Spirit, the voice of God is speaking to you and giving you guidance, you are doing amazing things, and you have the anointing upon you. Remember that Jesus Christ, Christ being not his last name, just so you're clear, Christ means the anointed one. He was anointed. He had the anointing upon him, anointed by God. But when we believe in the anointed one, when we believe in Jesus, we believe in the anointed one, we receive the anointing. I talked about last week how on the cross, when he was there, Jesus was there, there was a switcheroo. There was a changing places moment that happened where at that moment when Jesus is on the cross, having perfected all the laws, fulfilled all the prophecies, he now takes upon himself all of your mistakes, all of your shortcomings. Everywhere that you fell short, he takes it upon himself. He becomes you. Jesus becomes you at that very moment and takes it and receives the judgment for all of those shortcomings. That means even stuff you haven't done yet, Jesus already took it upon himself. Because he did that before you were ever born. He took it upon himself. Because God knows the end from the beginning. He knows it all. And as Jesus was there, he became you and received the judgment for every mistake, shortcoming, every temptation, everything that we fell short on or did wrong. He took the judgment for that. But at the same time, you become him. You are becoming him when you invite Jesus to come into your heart. And you say, I believe that this is what happened, that he became me. You're also saying, I believe I become him. And now you receive his righteousness. You receive his goodness. You receive his love. And you receive his perfection. When we receive the Spirit into our souls, into our hearts and our minds, we have received perfection. And now that perfection of the Spirit is leading us from within. No longer somebody banging something over our head from the outside when we were under the law, but now a spirit of perfection on the inside guiding us forward in our life. And we get to have a personal relationship with God because he is speaking through the Spirit. He is leading us through the Spirit. He is guiding us through the Spirit. And we are living in a whole different way than we were before. We have become Jesus. And we are being perfected every single day. And as I said last week, if you have one wrong thought or one wrong action or you say one wrong word, it doesn't matter because that cleansing, powerful effect that Jesus took everything already is washing over you continuously. It is like every millisecond, if that's what it takes, it is washing over you and taking away that wrong word, that wrong thought, that wrong action. He is making it right. He is correcting it continuously because the Spirit of perfection is already inside of you. You have the righteousness already the minute you receive Jesus because he became you and you become him when you invite him into your heart. You have the righteousness, meaning you are right. And God will make it all come to pass. Because he is continually correcting, guiding, leading. We want to know how to receive and recognize the voice of God. Because we are no longer being led by some strict, rigid A, B, C points from the outside. We are being led by the Spirit, a still small voice from the inside. And as that voice leads us on a journey of love, it is an individual journey. You are being led in a very unique way from anyone else. I remember somebody coming up to me a few weeks ago. We've been talking about this for a few weeks. We've been doing Bible studies on the law and on grace and on faith and the difference between the two. And we've been talking about it. And I love this because this person had a revelation. And they were following Lent. And they suddenly said, wait a minute. Am I under the law? Or am I under grace? They had a revelation that they were just following in a tradition. Now, Lent is not one of the commandments, necessarily, but it has become a tradition or something that religion says, well, you should do this. But they realized, wait a minute, who am I following? She realized, am I following the Spirit of God? Or am I following some tradition? Some rule, some law. This was a great revelation because this is exactly what I've been talking about. I love it when somebody gets it. Makes me feel good. And that's what we need to do. We need to be getting it. We got to break out of traditions, customs. Sometimes they're just family traditions. But we were set free. We were liberated from that as well so we could walk being led by the Spirit. I remember many years ago, and sometimes the Spirit will tell us things that we don't know why at the time. We don't know the reason behind it, but the Spirit will say something. God will tell you something. Many years ago, I was praying and meditating, and God told me, I don't want you to eat chicken. But I like chicken, God. Don't eat chicken. All right, you don't want me to eat chicken? I won't eat chicken. Now, God didn't tell me how long I wasn't going to eat chicken. Maybe it was permanently. He didn't say. He didn't say what kind of chicken. He said, just don't eat chicken. So I said, okay, I won't eat chicken. So about a month goes by, and I did like chicken, and I ate quite a bit of chicken. But at that point, I was turning down all the chicken. So a month went by, I ate no chicken. After about a month, I went to a restaurant with a friend. We went in, and we sat down, and the best thing this restaurant did was chicken. And it smelled so good when I walked in. You know when you haven't had something for a long time, something you're like, oh, is that chicken? And so we sat down, and my friend ordered the chicken. My mouth was watering, but I knew God had told me not to eat chicken, so I ordered something else. I don't even remember what it was. It was probably not as good as the chicken. And my friend sat there when he got his chicken. It looked delicious. It smelled delicious. Man, he was eating it like it was the best thing ever. And I was looking over there thinking, oh, wow. But God told me not to eat chicken, so I'm not going to have the chicken. We got finished and we left the restaurant. You know, and probably I felt like at the time I must have missed out on something. You know, he got to have chicken and I didn't. The next day, my friend called me and said, gee, Ted, the chicken was bad. I was sick all night. I was like, praise God, the chicken was bad. Thank you, God. Woo! Yes! My friend didn't feel very good, but I was elated. You know, I continued not eating chicken for several weeks after that because I'd not received any instructions otherwise. And I just felt like maybe God was just having me cleanse or something. I don't know. I never received any guidance on that. He just told me not to eat chicken. After a few weeks, he told me, okay, you can eat chicken again. I don't know, you know, completely understand everything of why he did it, but all I know is I'm sure glad that I followed the Spirit of God when he told me not to eat chicken because I felt really good. And that's the way God leads us. Rather than being stuck to a strict, stringent, that you have to do certain things, God wants to lead us in a very individual way. And it's not that the laws have been done away with. The laws have been fulfilled and made more perfect. And now, rather than being on the outside, they're on the inside. Meaning you're still going to be led, but you're being led in a more perfect way by the Spirit of God. There is no law that says you cannot eat chicken. But God gave me a very specific thing to do. And I'm glad that I followed it, especially on that one day. I'm glad that I was following that. For each and every single one of you, you have received the Spirit of God already. You are walking in a new way. Learn to hear the voice of God speak to you. And sometimes he will give you guidance that may feel like nobody else got that. He didn't tell me to tell anybody else not to eat chicken. He didn't suddenly say, oh, everybody cannot eat chicken. He was talking to me in a very personal relationship, and he was saying to me, don't eat the chicken. You've got to learn to hear that too. Because there are traditions, and there are customs, and there are people who are going to be trying to ram something down your throat and say, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to say. This is how you need to be. No, we need to be hearing the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, and know what he is telling us to do because we are walking in a more perfect way. When we receive Jesus, we receive everything that he has done, and we become him. And now we want to walk according to the Spirit of God. Many years ago, there was this lady that I knew. And she was telling me how in her belief system, she was into yoga, and they had a doctrine, so they had laws, they had a teaching, and she had to do certain things. And one of the things that these people began to tell her, she needed to be a vegetarian. And they were really pressing this. You got to be a vegetarian. She'd never been a vegetarian before, but she wanted to do what they were saying, so she started taking out all the meats, and she became a vegetarian. Well, this lasted about 2 weeks. Suddenly she fell very sick and, you know, very weak and very tired, and her body just wasn't handling it all. She went off the vegetarian diet. She went back to eating the steaks, the pork chops, the lamb chops, the chicken, you know, the, you know, all that juicy goodness. She started eating and she felt much better again. After a while, of course, their teacher started again saying to her, hey, if you're going to walk in this lifestyle, if you're going to be teaching this or be in this way, you've got to follow these rules. In other words, you've got to follow these laws. So again, she started feeling bad. Oh, I better do this then. And again, she went on this vegetarian diet, eating all these carrots and lettuce like a rabbit. After a short time, this time, she became so sick, she ended up in the hospital. She was hospitalized because she was trying to follow this rule that just didn't work for her. This teaching that just didn't work for her. I don't know if she almost died or not, but she was in the hospital for quite a while to recover from this. For her, that wasn't the right thing. That's not where she was supposed to be or what she was supposed to be doing. You see, obviously this wasn't the Ten Commandments, but here is a strict, rigid structure, a religious belief that is being pressed on people, saying, you need to do this. But it's not for everybody. When you're walking with the Spirit of God, He will tell you, eat this, don't eat that. He will guide you according to what you need. Very specifically, you don't have to be looking over your friend's shoulder going, what are they eating? Oh, they're eating that, I should eat that. No, God will be saying to you what you should be eating, how you should be living. He will give you specific guidance based on your being. You're unique. You're special. And God wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to you. Don't let yourself get caught up in those rigid structures because He has delivered you from that. Those are the chains that He broke. He has liberated you from those doctrines. Both the Ten Commandment doctrines and other man-made doctrines and religions. He has delivered you out of that so you can walk by the Spirit more fully. A more perfect life is how you're walking and how you can be. Peter had to learn this lesson. Peter the disciple. Remember Peter the disciple? You probably heard a few stories about him. At one point, after Jesus had resurrected and now he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he had already received the Spirit of God and he is walking in this more perfect way. But at the same time that he's walking in this more perfect way, he's still trying to follow the laws. And so one day, he asked for them to make him some food. He was hungry and the people went off to make some food. And while he was gone, while they were gone, he fell into a trance and he had this vision. Out of heaven came this big white sheet. It came down, and it was tied at the four corners. And before him was all kinds of animals. Let me read what it says here. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "No, not so, Lord. For I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again a second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." Peter has a vision. God is talking to him in the Spirit, telling him, "You eat whatever I put before you." Now, Peter was under the belief that he had to eat only things that were clean, in other words, that were kosher. That's what the law said. The law said, eat nothing unclean. And there was a list of the things you could eat and a list of the things you couldn't eat. There was a list of how it had to be prepared. And if it wasn't prepared correctly, you couldn't eat like that. And Peter, even though he had walked with Jesus, he'd seen the things Jesus did. And after Jesus rose, he had received the Spirit. He spoke in tongues. He had received the Holy Spirit upon himself. He felt it leading and guiding him. But still, here he is thinking, I can't eat what you're telling me, God, because it's not clean. What does God say? Don't you call what I have given you unclean. In other words, God's trying to show him there's a different way you can live now. He's got to break the chain still of the beliefs that he's got so he can walk in the new way. Now, Peter got this lesson. He was pondering it and trying to figure out, what does this vision mean? He saw this three times. he saw this come down. So he saw it three times happen. He's now pondering and saying, what does that mean, God, that this all these animals came down? You're saying, don't call what's unclean. Well, he's pondering this. There's a knock at his door. A man has come. And the man says, you have to go to Cornelius. Cornelius has sent for him. And so Peter goes. And he goes solely because of this vision that he got, because Cornelius is a Gentile. The Gentiles are not eating the same kosher way. And in fact, it was not even against the law that Peter, a guy eating kosher, should sit down and eat with a Gentile. But because he received this vision from God, and God said, whatever you put before me, don't call it unclean, he went. As a result of him following the Spirit, notice what's happening. He is following the Spirit of God now, not the law. He has suddenly shifted into a whole different way of living. He lets the Spirit lead him. This messenger takes him back to Cornelius. There where Cornelius was his whole family, his friends, his neighbors, and they'd all gathered together to hear the word of God. They all wanted to hear the message of the good news about Jesus. They wanted to know this, even though they were Gentiles, not following the law. They had heard the stories and they were excited. There was something burning inside of them that said, I want to know this. And because Peter now could follow the Spirit of God, he went. He ate with them. And he spoke to them. And he shared the good news with them. And they received the Holy Spirit. In other words, they received the Spirit of God upon them also. All because he could walk in the Spirit now. If Peter had been resistant and stayed under the laws, those people would never have received that good news. And he would not be walking according to the Spirit of God. He'd be walking under the knowledge of good and evil. He would still be walking in the old way, even after everything Jesus did. We don't want to get caught up in that lifestyle. Thankfully, Peter noticed the difference. And now walked in a new way. Are you getting it? We want to walk by the Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to be able, and that's the whole thing. God didn't want us to have a religion. He wanted us to have a relationship with Him, one-on-one. He wanted to speak to us. Remember, His whole motivation I talked about in part one of God Dreamed a Dream Worth Living. God's motivation is love. He wants to love you. How can you love somebody if they're in some cold religion, underneath stone tablets that are hanging over their head, feeling guilt and fear? That's not much of a relationship. He had to bring you out of that and let His Spirit dwell with you one-on-one, so He could be with you, so He could love you. So He could help you, so He could lift you up, so He could lead you in greater ways. Remember this guy used to be called Saul, and then he became Paul. When he was Saul, he walked according to the law also. And he saw these people that were not living according to the law. He saw people that were supposed to be living according to the law, or they used to live according to the law, and now they were breaking the laws. They were breaking not only the Ten Commandments, but all the traditional laws. It seemed like they were not doing any of the stuff they were supposed to be doing. And this enraged him. It made him angry. And he wanted to get them. Because there's nobody should be out there doing that. And we're going to get them. And he went out there to persecute, to capture, to stone them. Because they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were being led by the Spirit. But Saul, and Paul, Saul at that time could not see that because he was under this blinded. You never see how they always have that justice is blind, can't see a thing. Paul is blinded under the law too. He can't see beyond that. But then on the road to Damascus, he encountered Jesus. And Jesus opened his eyes. He received the Spirit. He asked Jesus to come into his heart. He was baptized eventually 3 days later. His eyes were opened. What did he see now? He now is walking in a whole different way. He's walking according to the Spirit now. And he lets the Spirit lead him. You know, what's interesting is Paul let the Spirit lead him far greater than many of the disciples who followed Jesus. Paul never followed Jesus. Paul never really knew about Jesus when he was walking on the earth. But once Jesus opened his eyes, and now he begins to walk by the Spirit, Paul lets the Spirit lead him in a far greater way than many of the disciples could. He realizes how restraining and what death comes when you are under the laws, and what freedom and life comes when you are being led by the Spirit, that you can do amazing things. And now, that's when Saul's name changes to Paul, because he now has a whole new life. And he has a different way of living that life and being led in that life. He's not being led by his own thoughts. He's being led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit takes him to the Gentiles, the people who do not have the law of God. They're worshiping idols and doing all kinds of other stuff. But the Spirit tells Paul, go to them, teach them, give them this good news. Let them receive the Spirit. And sure enough, as Paul talks to them and shares with them the message of what Jesus did and what it all means, and that they're set free from all those ideas and beliefs and doctrines that they have, they also receive the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes upon them also. And they baptize them. They become a part of God's family. In other words, they start having a relationship with God. Paul, because he let the Spirit lead him, stopped persecuting people who were not living under the law, according to what he thought, and he was able to now begin to walk in the Spirit and bring more people, set more people free. Remember last week, I read about how Jesus was setting liberty. He was liberating you. Easter is true liberation day, and he is liberating you from all the laws, false beliefs, traditions. This includes family traditions, customs, country traditions and beliefs. You are being cut free. Chains are being broken. You are being set free from that so you can walk in the Spirit. So you can do far greater things. And you can have that relationship with God. And that's what these Gentiles began to receive, the Spirit of God. Because Paul was able to walk in the Spirit. Notice that both Paul and Peter, because they let the Spirit lead them, more people received freedom. More people were freed from their customs, traditions, doctrines, and laws that they were walking under so they could have a personal relationship with God. We need to let the Spirit lead us in the same way. I love that story that I just heard earlier today, about how this girl had all these questions. She had all these beliefs from growing up in this country where they had religion beliefs, they had custom beliefs, and they were restraining her and strangling her and sucking the life out of her. And the only thing she could think was run away from God. Because that's what religion does. It strangles you and you run away. Because you are so filled with fear and condemnation. You don't know what else to do. And yet God has already provided for you the freedom that all of that stuff does not restrain you anymore. But the Spirit of God can fill you and lead you to a greater life, a life of victory. God has given you victory over all things. And when you receive Jesus, you become Jesus. His perfection is within you. And the Spirit now leads you in a greater way to do incredible things. And you are perfected daily from the inside, which is where true change comes from. And every day you become greater. And you have the victory. You have the healing. You have the prosperity. Because Jesus took the poverty from you when he was on the cross, and he gave you the prosperity. He took the sickness from you, he became you, your sickness, and he gave you his health. He took the forces of darkness from you that were trying to oppress you, he took them, and he gave you the light. And once you walk in the light, listen to this, once you walk in the light, you never ever enter the darkness again. You cannot, because you are filled with the light inside. The darkness has no power over you because you have been given authority over it. You have authority because you receive that. When you receive that gift of forgiveness, the gift of remission of sins, when you receive Jesus, that's what that means. You received authority, liberation, freedom to live a far greater life, to live a life of victory, to have victory over sickness. It doesn't matter what the sickness is. Don't believe the lies of the symptoms. Believe the truth of the Lord. You are free from sickness and poverty and false beliefs and the law. We are living free. Individual spiritual freedom we have received, people, when we receive God and when we have that personal relationship with Him. As long as you walk in that personal relationship, you will never be restrained. You will never be held down. Keep listening and walking with God in that greater way. That is the dream that He dreamed for you. And it's worth living.